Hey, sweetie. It seems I missed you. Well, I do actually miss you. But that's besides the point right now. I'm just laying in our bed. I also wanted to say that these past couple of months, days, weeks, I don't really know the time, but I wanted to say that I've been enjoying them. You know, they've been really fun. I don't know why I haven't heard of this fucking voicemail. This voicemail anyway, it's not like anybody listens to them. But, I just wanted to let you know that, this morning, it was really hard to not just get on top of you. There, and pin you down and just look at you. Not to like do anything. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't boo for nothing. I'll just get on top of you. Put your hands just right above your head, and just tell you good morning. You know, just want to see how you slept. Just talk to you naturally. Like, when I'm in this position right now. I know that's a bit confusing. You probably wouldn't get it. But, just a gentle reminder that, you know, you're into me. And I'm on top of you. Not under me and, like, any type of social ladder, none of that. Just more of, that I own you, and you belong to me. And I can just take you whenever I want, but, you know, don't know why this morning, just on my brain, man. I woke up quite early, actually. I faked it, by the way. Probably could tell. I woke up quite early. And as I'm watching you sleep, and it's kind of weird or whatever, but God, I'm as recording this voicemail. I know it's kind of weird, but you were just sleeping so peacefully. I didn't want to disturb you. And you know, when you sleep, it's kind of like you just think, so I booped your nose. Fuck it, I booped your nose. I'm telling you, I booped your nose. I poked it. And I booped your nose. And you blinked with your eyes closed. Like, it was really cute. And you just shuffled around a little bit. I thought it was cute how you adjusted yourself. But, well, you done that. You're like, you put your leg on top of mine. So I was just in between your thighs. And I don't know what you were dreaming of, thinking of, or whatever. Somebody a couple of times, so I was a bit concerned. Well, not concerned, I guess I was just more curious. You know, what the fuck was going on, right? So, I talked to you a little bit. Hey, sweetie, you were right. But you didn't answer me, so... I was like, okay, I guess she's still sleeping, no problem. But you said it made me think quite a bit, you know. I don't know what type of dream you were thinking of or whatever was running through your head, but you were just moving your hips early. And I just couldn't help but, well, move my hand down there. See, maybe that's what you wanted. I just placed my hand. Just under your cunt, you know. Not directly on it, just hovering. I could feel your warmth. The fuck were you dreaming about? That's all I could think about. So I decided to just slip a finger in there. Just see how you'd react. Fuck. I actually didn't know you'd react like that. It's like you push down onto my finger. So, but okay. I'll entertain you. So, there's a second one in. Slightly. And you do this cute little moan. And you nuzzle it into me more. I didn't move them, I just kept them in there. Kept them in you. But the more you move in your hips, the more you were just enjoying yourself, clearly. You woke up and I closed my eyes, you know, fake sleep. And, you opened my eyes a little bit, but if you noticed, but you looked really embarrassed. Kind of like a holy shit, I done this thing, right? But you felt like asleep. And I opened my eyes again. And you kept moving your hips, and fuck, baby girl. It's kind of hard to just leave you like that. I wanted to get on top of you and pull your legs and just push them in deeper. And you probably wake up, obviously, and I'll just tell you to don't worry about it. I'm giving you what you wanted. But now you had work in the morning, you know, I'm not an asshole. Didn't want to disturb you, none of that. So I left you and I just kept thinking of all the fucking naughty shit I wanted to do to you. So your alarm went off, right? And you woke up. This time I thought, well, I confront you. So I said good morning. And you had that look on your face, the embarrassment. Well, first you were a bit confused. So I wiggled my fingers around inside you. Still you like it. And you let out a little moan. You were deep in self-space then, weren't you? When you just woke up, you were confused. And I didn't want to take advantage of you. So I pulled them out. I made you suck them all clean, obviously. Like you remember. And I slapped your ass and told you to get to work and get to school or get to wherever you need to get to. Just get on out. You probably thought I was mad at you, which is, huh, I guess it came off that way. But it was just more in the fact that I needed to restrain myself and just like taking you there and then. Because it's one thing to want someone, but to have you dream of me now. I'm kind of honored, what can I say? And you probably listen to this on your break. Thank you. Nobody do, you know, you check your phone anyway. You'll probably call me and say, hey, and I'll say, hey, we'll have a little chat. You bitched me about whoever's annoying you today, but instead, I'm gonna send you this. You have a 10-minute break, right? Yeah, send you this. And tell you to listen to it. And not to call me back. But I want you to know that this morning was really hard not to just fuck you into the sheets and curl my fingers so deeply inside you that you scream out for me. Just pulling your hair, make you look at me each time I thrust deeper and deeper inside you. Cause I love seeing your pretty little face. You know that. I love seeing your face when I hit that spot. And you think you're about to come. And when you think I'm gonna let you come. And then I deny you, of course. Can't be that easy. We both know that. But, sweetie, have a great day. Whatever you're doing. And, I'll be here. And I'll see you when you get back. On your knees, of course.